Okay, this is my interview with Lorraine Hazel. If you could please state where you were born.
San Jose, Costa Rica.
And when were you born?
December 23rd, 1945.
Can you just describe your family life for me, such as your parents, your siblings, your neighborhood?
Okay. One of a children of a very Spanish, neat, close, family-oriented family. Second oldest.
What are the things what did your parents do? Did your dad have a certain profession?
Oh, okay. My dad had, he had a factory that provides with the prime material. He was in the paper business on providing materials to convert it into making this particular type of ceiling. Very complicated, a little bit elaborated, and was able to bring his business into Central America, like Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. But that was after having enough material for his business in Costa Rica, which is the mainly place where he worked. My mom was a stay-home mom, too many children to work out of the house.
When did you decide to immigrate to America?
I moved to America in 1967 at the age of 20. Was a little bit like culture shocking. Landed at Kennedy Airport, live in Brooklyn, USA, for at least 6 months. It was a little bit of a changes, culture backgrounds. It was a lot of adjustments, but when you have to make it in a different country, you have to make a decision if you're going to survive or you're not going to. So I decided that the best thing is to learn how to speak English first, which is one of the things that I didn't do when I came.
What really prompted you to immigrate? Like, what was your position that made you choose to come to America?
That's another decision, too, because girls in my time, 1945, after Second World War II, it was a little bit different for a young woman to immigrate to another country where it doesn't have any family but just your future husband. So there were a lot of adjustments, and the main thing, as I say, was the language. My husband was born also in Costa Rica, and he was in the Air Force at the time.
And so is that how you met your husband?
Meet my husband in Costa Rica.
Okay.
I did learn French. I took French in school, in high school and college, and didn't even think that the country that I was going to land was going to be America. To learn how to speak English was an ordeal. But if you want to survive, if you want to be someone, if you want to do things like Americans do, you have to learn the language and the customs.
Okay. So when you left, it was just you and your husband, you came to America, so you had no other kind of family?
I had no family here but my husband's side of the family.
Okay. How do you feel immigrating has changed your life?
Well, I guess that was my destiny, really. And I think it doesn't have to be just America. It can be any country in the world. You need to be yourself. You have to do things that you want to survive. You want not just survive, but you want to improve your life. And I think, as I said before, if any place that you go, you have to start learning the language and getting them into the customs of that particular country.
Is there a specific memory that sticks out in your mind during your immigration experience, like just before you came to America or your first few years in America? Is there something that sticks out in your mind?
As I said before, there are a lot of adjustments. America has beautiful places. I love America, like, I think more than Costa Rica, because I didn't get to live that many years in Costa Rica. And this is something that I cannot say in front of my parents, because it's like I'm being betraying them. But this is the way I feel about America, and I think all the immigrants should feel this way, because America is giving us a lot, and we should not be a, I can't come up with the word, we should be responsible for our being and able to survive here without having to depend on any government assistance, just because the language was a barrier.
What is the most significant moment in your life that occurred after you've lived in the United States for a couple of years? Like, what do you think has changed your life the most?
This changed my life. I didn't think that I needed to change a lot. You have to understand that it's not just about me. I was already a married lady. And if we're going to talk about places, it's beautiful places. My husband was supposed, being in the Air Force, I was supposed to West Point. I was supposed to so many different things, so many grandiose things, beautiful places. I think I live here in Connecticut for 31 years, and Connecticut is one of the most beautiful states. And as I said, I have something pulls me more into America than to Costa Rica. That's just to say in a little words, without going for a whole hour talking, because it's very intensive, extensive, and I don't think my English is that great to explain all of that.
Like you said before, do you think the most difficult thing coming to America was the language barrier? Or do you think there are other things that made it really difficult to adjust?
No, because you have to be very positive. Mm-hmm. You always have to be very positive on life. The only thing, as I said, I'm mentioning to Alisa, is that I think every couple should finish your schooling before you get married. That's the only thing, because it makes it harder. You're in a country where you don't speak the language and you still have to prove and pretty much to start all over when it comes to your background, your studies, and things like that. So.
Maybe, do you think you could describe for me like a little bit of what the Costa Rican culture is kind of like, so we can get like an idea, like what sort of things is Costa Rica, like what do you remember most when you think about Costa Rica?
Being a very democrat country, we can even go into democracy, we can go into Catholicism, which religion is very, very important in Costa Rica. I will say it in the Spanish-speaking countries, but I will talk about Costa Rica. Religion is very important. In my household, my mom will never allow us to go partying on weekends unless you go to Mass. That was the most important thing. As I said, very neat, very close family, and the values were also different times, but the values were very important, and especially for young women. Mm-hmm. A young woman will not go out with a boyfriend without having a chaperone those times.
That must have been difficult. Do you still keep in touch with your family, all your siblings today and everything like that?
Absolutely. As I said, we a big family, and we have always been very close-knit. I have to say that I have been very lucky to being able to have gone to Costa Rica at least in the 40-something years that I have lived in this country. I must have gone back to Costa Rica 50 times.
Wow.
I could have used that time to go to all the different countries in the world, because I do like to travel, even that I do hate flying. but the family is very important. So I will feel guilty to go to another country when I can just, when I have my whole family in Costa Rica and I see them every year.
That's nice. Like, do all of them still live there? Are there any relatives who live in America now? After
no. They're no. Still everybody had their, you know, they had their families and their business, and they all live in Costa Rica, and it's, when I go there, it's a party time.
Do they ever talk about coming to visit America?
They do come to visit America.
Yeah.
They do
like
that.
They stay
a little bit too long. No, they love to come to America, and when they come to America, the only thing they do is go shopping. Clothes shopping is like the in thing. But yes, they all have visit. I have my nephews in my house. I did have my brother-in-laws. There's lots a lot of stories about them, things that they had done to be able to visit me. Some they come to Florida, and from Florida decide to rent a car, and they go all over the United States, and they hardly speak English. But it's a difference. It's for different things now. The young generation in Costa Rica, I'm very involved. Like my sister-in-law, my sisters have their children going to bilingual schools. So they will never have a problem like that. So all that second gen, it will be like, I guess, third generation are more eloquent in English, you know, because they do come to America to visit, but none of them come to stay. What am I missing?
As far as your children now, do they feel like a really close connection to Costa Rican culture? Or like, do they ask you questions about
They're very Americanized, but my daughter is the one that pulls a little bit more to Costa Rica.
Okay.
It's a very different kind of lifestyle. It's a very different kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But I did encourage my children to speak Spanish.
Okay.
It was a bit different difficulty when they were younger, because they were embarrassed to speak Spanish because many people will make fun of them.
Right.
And now that they're older, well, Karen had a minor in Spanish, and Brian speaks Spanish. He kills it a little, but he tries.
So you think in the long run they kind of appreciated that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, my son Brian asked me once, how come you never taught me how to dance all the nice Spanish dances? I didn't even know.
You had no idea you wanted to.
How do I know?
My continuation interview with this. My name is Alyssa Scalora. My continuation interview with Larry Hazel. Can you tell me a little bit more about any memories you have that really stick out from America? Like, what are some?
For a young Costa Rican, very naive young woman, I got a job with a very famous dentist in New York. And it was during the era when Mayor Lindsay was on the serving as a mayor, and there were many times when my doctor, he was very much a politician, had no time in his agenda to go to the very different functions. Very sophisticated places for me, and then, like the Pier Hotel, or the Plaza, or the Waldorf Astoria. So my husband and I will be sent it was our agreement to do this for my doctor. And so it was a lot of experience. Also, many of these times that we went in case instead of my boss, it was very interesting. You get to meet a lot of different people, very eloquent, very educated, from all different backgrounds. Also, as I mentioned, my husband was in the Air Force. He was he became a pilot after that, and that also was very interesting. There was also a lot of different functions when I had no choice but to speak English and to sharp that English as much as I could. And there we go again, saying how naive I was and how little my English was, but I had no choice but to learn and tough it out. I don't know if I did mention in the on the beginning of the file, when after I came from Costa Rica, I'm married and I have two wonderful children. Those experiences that you have with your children, you can't put it in paper or on a tape, and with very little words, you will need days to be able to documentize all those beautiful things that we had. I consider myself a very lucky lady to have two wonderful children and a very wonderful husband of 40 years and almost ready to retire as a pilot.